On the 4th of July, Americans come together to celebrate independence, and for many, that celebration includes watching pyrotechnics, also known as fireworks.
But I think most of all, it represents how we celebrate our pride and patriotism.
That's Julie Heckman. She's the American Pyrotechnic Association's executive director. Heckman says that many Americans have a memory of their first 4th of July, of gathering with family and friends, just waiting for the sun to set and the fireworks to start.
But this year, not every town or city will get to celebrate on the actual 4th of July because of a shortage of qualified pyrotechnicians. Like Meredith, Texas, had to cancel the show. And College Park in Ocean City, Maryland, had to reschedule their fireworks, as did the city of Fairfax, Virginia. Kathy Salgado is director of Parks and Recreation there.
We were notified a couple weeks ago from our fireworks supplier that they had to cancel our fireworks show because they did not have a qualified licensed pyrotechnician available to shoot the show. Obviously, it sent us scrambling.
When she received the cancellation email from their supplier, she was disappointed but understood why they were short-staffed.
You have to understand that pyrotechnicians, it's not a full-time job, they're contractual. So they literally are working the major events of the year. And obviously July 4th is the number one major event of the year. And hence everybody wants to do their fireworks show on July 4th.
The fireworks in Fairfax are now scheduled for July 5th. Over in the city of Vienna, Virginia, their fireworks show is tonight. Leslie Herman is the Parks and Recreation Director. She says they also changed the date of their show after they received a letter from the same supplier.
I think part of it is that coming out of COVID, some folks that they used for as pyrotechnicians just weren't doing it any longer.
Julie Heckman from the Pyrotechnic Association says that while staffing around Independence Day is usually difficult,
we always say not every community can have their show on July 4th. It is physically impossible for the firework industry to make that happen.
The pandemic made things worse.
The firework industry was completely crippled in 2020. They lost 90% of their revenues.
But now the industry's bouncing back, which forced Fairfax to reschedule. But their Parks and Recreation Director, Kathy Salgado, looks at it this way.
I guess on the bright side, we're celebrating July 4th for 2 days.
And she promises Fairfax residents a great Independence Day show, including a spectacular grand finale, just on the 5th of July.